Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Professor, I've been talking with Dr. Norm Schueling about the coronavirus force majeure and what it means to all of us in terms of spare parts. And just think about this. So you need to have your starter replaced on your car. Let's say you're going to hire somebody to do it. Let's say you're going to do it yourself. And you go and find out that you can't get the starter because some of the parts that are used to make them come from China. Or the rebuilt starters, they use the parts that come from China to rebuild your starter for your car. Now what? Right now, it's been reported that there are about 400 million people under quarantine in China. 400 million. Now, there are different reports saying different numbers, but this one is 400 million. That is more than the entire population of the United States. The numbers that I'm reading are saying that the virus, those infected with the coronavirus, that number is doubling every 5 days. Doubling every 5 days. That's an enormous number, Dr. Schueling. Do you have concerns about what we should be doing right now, or do you have any questions about me, about preparedness?
Well, my biggest thing is not health, because I'm isolated enough, you know, I can just lock down and stay on my farm. And as long as I have some kind of electricity, and even then, I could survive with a wood stove if I had to. But it's those big items, like I'm going to order a year's supply of toilet paper and that kind of stuff right away.
Do you have a membership to Sam's Club?
I do. Well, I used to. I haven't been there in so long. I just ordered it all on Amazon.
Okay. Well, here's why I'm saying that. I have ordered some things on from Sam's Club, and I had them shipped. And here's, is your tax rate at your farm less than the tax rate of Springfield, Missouri? It's about 8% in Springfield.
Yeah, ours is about 5.
Okay. You can do, okay, when you order something online, you use your home address at your home tax rate, and you'll pay 5%. And a lot of these places like Sam's Club and Amazon offer free shipping. And I bought things that it would cost me more to ship the item than I pay for the item shipped to us. It's amazing how that works. But I ordered some things from Sam's Club. I ordered some gloves, you know, latex gloves, food service gloves, things like that, shipped for free. Now, it would be the same price if I went to the store in Springfield to buy them, or have them shipped here. Same exact price, except I pay less in tax if it's shipped here, believe it or not. So I've had all those things shipped in. So you may want to check with that. Now, you have to have a Sam's Club Plus membership, which costs $100 a year, kind of like Amazon's Prime. I think it costs $120 for Amazon's Prime now. But you get free shipping on many items. So that's what we've done. So, yeah, you might want to do that. And you get the toilet paper. Are there any other things that you're concerned about?
Not well, soap, and I'll have plenty of that, but that's really about it. Soap and toilet paper are the big ones to me.
Okay. Well, we bought soap about 10 years ago, and here's how we handle this. We bought a bunch of 5-gallon buckets. You can get them. They're typically about $3 a piece, depending on how many you buy. And you can buy the lids for maybe $1.50 or $2, maybe even $2.50 for the lids. And I'm talking about brand new buckets. And sometimes they're available in 3-gallon, 4-gallon, 5-gallon sizes. So we bought some 6 gallons. And they were actually the same price or less than a 5 gallon. So we thought, oh, that makes sense. So what can you use them for? Well, if you get a plastic liner, you can put grains in there. And you can pack it with nitrogen. So 20-something years ago, maybe 30, I bought a cylinder, kind of like a welding tank, but it's green, painted green, to indicate that it's nitrogen. So what I do is I bought a regulator for it and a long hose, and I use a industrial coupling like you'd have on an air hose, and I put a long wand on the blowgun attached to the end of the hose, and I put the grains in there. First I put in a liner, plastic liner, food grade liner, put the grains in there, put the nitrogen starting at the bottom, because nitrogen's heavy, and I aerate or nitrogenate the grains. But while I have the lid covering most of the top of the bucket, and I blow nitrogen in there in between the grains, and then I slowly come up, letting more and more nitrogen in, and then sealing the lid with mostly nitrogen in the bucket. And it's good for a long time. I know for a fact that we can keep popcorn at least 20 years in one of those buckets with nitrogen popcorn. And it works perfectly when you go to pop it. So that's, I know that for a fact. And for soap, you mentioned soap. When soap is on sale, let's say $3 for $1. And by the way, soap's getting smaller, smaller and smaller and smaller. It used to be 5 ounces, now 4 ounces or 4.5, then 4, then now it's down to the new large size, which is like 3.5 ounces or 3 ounces. We bought maybe 20 years worth. And those are in these buckets, and the lid's on the bucket. So they're just as good today as they were years ago. And you don't need to store soap in nitrogen. You don't have to. Just pack it in tightly, more contents, less air, and just put the lid on it and take the lid off when you're going to be taking some soap out. So that's how we do it, Dr. Shuey. So, yes, and we haven't bought soap in a long time, probably darn close to a decade now. Any other thoughts, questions?
No, I think I'm reasonably prepared, and within a week we'll be better.
Okay, how about this? I looked at the Sam's Club brand of vitamin C. Now, I like yours. I've got yours right here. Dr. Sheila's youth formula with it's got ascorbic acid, 2,000 milligrams or 2 grams plus, it's got MSM. It's got a gram or 1,000 milligrams of MSM. If you go to look at the label on the Sam's Club vitamin C, it will say something like contents from China and the United States.
I don't want anything from China.
Yeah. Now, if you go to buy it on the internet, it's not going to talk about the China part. They'll just say, Sam's Club vitamin C, but it won't say what the label says. So you have to be really careful, class, of what you buy. Now, what I'm saying is that even Sam's Club, I think they fired some of their quality assurance people that would test the products, look at the products, and make sure that they were up to the highest level of standards that their members would expect. Just like Sears, and that's what I believe ruined Sears. I think Sears used to have people at their corporate headquarters, and they would say, okay, we're going to have some washing machines. All right, let's look at all the different brands that make sense. We'll look at Maytag, we'll look at Whirlpool, we'll look at General Electric, and we'll test them, and then we'll decide which one we're going to put the Kenmore brand name on. So when you bought something at Sears, and I'm talking like in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you knew that it was a good product because they had testers. They had the equivalent of Consumers Reports inside of Sears testing the products to make sure they're durable, they're a good value, and they weren't junk. Well, that's not the case anymore. And because Sears forgot to test products, that's one of the reasons why they've gone out of business. They're closing the store in Springfield, Missouri, because who wants to go to Sears anymore? Because they're no better than anybody else. You can't trust them any more than you can trust anybody else. And you can't trust anybody else either. So that's what Sears did wrong. So that's what Sam is doing wrong. Sam sent me a survey. Hey, what do you think? And I lambasted them as to what I think. And maybe on Friday I'll read my response. But, yes. We got a caller here. Let's see. Let's just take the call. We'll take it cold. Hi. You're on the air with Vin Fennelli and Dr. Norm Shuley. Hello? Anybody home? You're on the air. No? Going once. See, that's what happens when I take a call without the engineer picking it up. I just tried it. The call's there, but no one wanted to speak. So I don't know why, but maybe he or she was shy. So, Dr. Shuley, here's a question about bladder stones. As we get older, we seem to get bladder stones. What are they, and what can we do to dissolve them? Can we dissolve them by changing our diet, or we're going to have them removed surgically?
Well, or, in general, there's a deficiency of B6, especially, and magnesium with kidney stones. And they're either calcium phosphate or calcium oxalate. If they're calcium oxalate, that is even more important because it means that you can't take more than about 100 milligrams of vitamin C a day in some people if you don't have adequate B6 especially. And so it is critically important that you get your magnesium lotion every day and that you get a minimum of 50 to 100 milligrams of B6 every day. And if you don't drink fluoridated water.
Well, that's going to be a problem, right? That's going to be a huge problem for a lot of people. So, class, there are filters that will filter the fluoride out of your water. One of those filters is made by ProPure, and I would suggest you consider doing that. Now, we used to have those on our website, but we got beat up by a bunch of trolls, and so I took that down. We used to sell ProPure at the lowest price. I may do it again, but I would consider getting a ProPure water filtration system. We have them here at the farm. We use them. We like them. And there is a built-in fluoride system in the trap in the system to filter out the fluoride, as well as the chlorine, and as well as the heavy metals and so forth. And there's a silver-infused ceramic outer shell of the filter, which kills the bacteria. It's a great way to go. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shuley.
Are you there this time?
I was there last time. But you know what I think happened? I'll tell you what I think happened. You know, I've got the call screen. I saw that there was a call coming in, but I think the pot was down on the main board in the studio at GCN. So even though I could talk to you, you probably couldn't hear me, and we couldn't hear you. Okay. So I'm glad you're here, David.
I was going to say you caused my phone a lot of problems. Okay. a couple of questions for the doctor. Is there a decent place that you can buy bulk vitamin D3 that has that is a reliable as well as decent cost?
Well, as far as I've used for probably almost 20 years, Biotech, a company down in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and it's on my website in our products.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I've been taking.
Yeah, right now my doctor gave me vitamin D3 to take, but it's for like 3 months supply. It's almost $50.
That's good heavens! If you buy a 2-year supply for $30,
Oh, really?
$30 for 2-year supply. Yep.
David, hold on. We're going into a break, and let's talk more about this because I'm sure Dr. Shuley's been recommending D3 for a long time, and I'm sure a lot of us want to jump on it. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you're calling in, just let the phone ring. Let it continue ringing and Jason will pick up the phone. So just let it keep ringing. We know you're here, and we'll put you on the air. David, your question's about vitamin D3.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Shuley, you recommended a source?
Yeah, Biotech is the company we use. And as I said, we sell 100 little capsules for $30. That's, you know, almost 2 year supply, darn close.
So you can, I mean, David, you can get that right at Dr. Shuley's website, and that's 50,000 IU, isn't that correct, Dr. Shuley?
Yes.
Okay.
That'd be great. You know, I mean, because the money I save off that $50 every three months, I can use that for something else.
Well, I'm with you all the way. I mean, $50 for 3 months is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One other, do you know anything, you know, you've been discussing about bleach. Well, I had the idea that we have also packs that we make for each one of us in case something happens, we have to leave. Well, I wanted to put some powdered bleach. You know, you used to have powdered bleach because water is one of the heavier things to carry. So I'm like, I could put split up some powdered bleach in each one, you know, first, you know, sanitation if we had to go somewhere. But I can't find it. Would pool chlorine type powdered bleach like that work same way?
I don't know about powdered bleach. Never used it.
I can tell you this. I've had some experience with cool HTH in granular, which is powdered. And it is really, really a very powerful oxidizer, David. Many years ago, probably in the 1960s, I was in a chlorine fire with powdered bleach and a little bit of sawdust. I'm talking about a pinch of sawdust fell into an HTH container, and it immediately was ablaze and set the garage on fire where I was growing up. And it was, you know, I just took the lid off, and just a small amount of dust just combusted instantly. And I put it out with a garden hose. And I think I damaged my lungs being in that chlorine fire. It was a massive fire, and it's 35 pounds of granular chlorine. So I'm really concerned about the combustibility. It's an extremely powerful oxidizer. So I can't recommend that, but I understand what you're saying. But if you go to like a Chinese factory outlet and they've got chlorine for sale, and you have a choice between the powdered and the tablets, the tablets have smaller surface area for the same amount of powdered bleach. It's less volatile, but it'll still say on the container, powerful oxidizer, and that's what they mean. So be very, very careful with it. And I understand, even liquid bleach, that's dangerous as can be also. And let me ask Dr. Shealy this. Dr. Shealy, it is my belief, and correct me if I'm wrong, that chlorine bleach will kill any and everything on the planet in sufficient quantity. There's nothing that can
live. I think that's pretty close to true. I mean, maybe it's only 99.9%, but it's pretty potent.
Yes. So in our survival kit, yes, we have chlorine bleach, and it is a powerful disinfectant. It will, you know, disinfect your well, but you don't want to breathe it. It's against the Geneva Convention to use it in warfare. It was used in World War I, and it's terrible, absolutely terrible. But you know, used correctly, it's a positive for mankind, and used incorrectly, it's a negative. But we have it to disinfect our well, and we do that probably now on the average of every 6 months, disinfect our well. So we'll pour in about a quart of unscented, unflavored, if you will, chlorine, regular chlorine bleach, and look up on the internet how to do it. Maybe if someone calls in and wants me to talk about it on Friday, I'll do that. Friday I'm going to talk about, you know, tips from the unfinished, unpublished, not for sale book. David, did you have any other questions?
Yeah, I did. If you're not busy with somebody
yeah.
else.
Yeah, and we've got Kyle on hold. Yes, I will stay with you, David. Questions for Dr. Shealy. So you can buy the Biotech BIOTECH D3 50,000 IU for $30 right on his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. If you're a 2020 presidential candidate, the place to be today is New Hampshire, which holds the first in the nation primary tomorrow. All the Democratic contenders have been there for days. President Trump is heading there later today for a rally in Manchester this evening. In the latest CBS News tracker poll from that state, Pete Buttigieg leads with 29%, Bernie Sanders with 25%. Then come Elizabeth Warren, and in fourth place, former VP Joe Biden, who's downplaying any notions his campaign is losing steam. Biden says many New Hampshire voters haven't made up their minds yet on who they'll vote for, but they all want one thing, to remove Donald Trump from office.
Everybody, including independents, a lot of Republicans think he has to go. Look, we're just getting going. You got to get 1,900 delegates or more. And I feel confident about where we are.
He spoke on CBS's This Morning, and this is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have seven galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him... It's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Telephone number for the clinic, 417-521-5221. 417-351-5221.
417-351-5221.
There you go. And David, you're your thoughts.
Yeah. Do you sell the gloves on your website too? You know, the sterilized gloves.
We do not have the gloves on our site. No.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, we had the blue sterilized, you know, the gloves that are in first aid kits, and I was going to let people know we haven't used ours. We bought them a few years ago, and they're individually sealed, and they were all rotten. I had to use some this weekend, and it's amazing they're all rotten.
Okay, I have a suggestion for that. What we do, we find that ozone in the air damages a lot of rubber products. So what we try to do is we double, triple bag everything. And you'll find that that will slow down the rate of damage. So if we put things in mason-type jars. We sterilize them and reuse them. We have large plastic containers. So, for example, if you buy grated cheese in the large containers at Sam's Club, you can save those, peel off the labels, wash them out, save them, and then put... you can put your vitamins, minerals, and supplements in there. So it's another layer of protection against the air damaging goods. We do that all the time. And you can do the same thing with your latex gloves. You can bag them and, you know, put them in Ziploc bags. You can put them in jars. And what you want to do is keep the air from getting to them, because they don't really protect them very well against the air getting to them. And if they're in these paper-type sterile packages like gauze would come in, the air will get through there.
So. Yeah, we have a sealer that we can use, but I was just surprised they were all bad. But I do have a medical question. We took her to her doctor because, you know, I explained last week she was having nosebleeds, and they thought some of her lymph nodes on one side was swollen. Well, now they're both swollen. And she still has, she gets headaches and things of that nature. The bleeding still starts, but they had no idea what's causing it.
Some kind of immune dysfunction is going on. Obviously, I can't tell you exactly what that immune dysfunction is, but this is some kind of inflammatory process.
Well, they thought, they put her on prednisone. They said, let's try this for 5 days.
Oh, God.
She wasn't hip on that at all.
That's the worst thing in the world. It will only make her worse.
Yeah. And at first they thought it was maybe her teeth, because she has two rows of teeth. Some are still actually coming in, but it's not that. So, you know, we're kind of stuck to try to find out, you know, what it is.
How old is she?
She's, me and her, same age. She's 54. But the problem is her body kind of like stopped growing, but the inside still does. So she don't look that old at all. She actually dyed her hair gray because she got tired of old men thinking she was a kid at the store and wanting to give her a ride. Oh yeah, she was. Gee, you want to see that little woman go off? And that's that'll do it. You know.
What should he do with this bleeding situation?
This is a situation where I can't really diagnose it adequately over the phone without seeing a patient. I need additional tests of all kinds, including a high sensitivity CRP, a CBC. You know, I need to know too much.
Now, we're going to go get her tests, and then she finally got access to all those, even the past ones. If we get those test results in a format, could we email them to you?
Sure.
Because this doctor, she got levels wrong on her blood, you know, work, and next thing you know, she got put in the hospital because misdiagnosed with something that was right there. But, like, now... she keeps having her get these sonograms for this thing on her back that they're going to take off. It's only 3 millimeters. But she keeps saying it's on her breast. And she's like, well, when did I get breasts on my back? So we're kind of concerned. She's not happy with this at all. But it's kind of hard when it starts. And it sometimes it takes over an hour to get them to stop. You know? So it's not... you know, something that she's really worried about it. But, well, I appreciate it. You know, with all this situation like this, I had to order some more filters for my masks. You know, and everybody's selling out of everything. It's crazy.
David, are you seeing at stores people rushing to buy things that, you know, in quantity? Because I'm not seeing any concern whatsoever, none.
Nope. I mean, I leave the store. I have been seeing shortages of food products.
Yes.
On the shore, they're running out. And then people will just go in there and buy stuff for the next day. I'm just surprised. And when we go, we make it count. And they joke around with me and saying, what are you preparing for the apocalypse? I don't want to be around them people. I'm not antisocial. It's just I don't like discussing, you know, ignorant things with people that are out there. And you try to say something or tell, you know, give them some advice, and then next thing you know, you're the target. I'm like,
you cannot do that in a store, because you're dealing with the GDP. They don't understand, they don't want to understand, and they get mad at you if you try to, you know, shed some light on how serious the situation is. You can't.
I have
a suggestion.
Okay, go ahead.
You said ammo? What was it?
I was buying ammo. I was cleaning out their 22 Magnums at the store, and a guy was there, and he was listening to our conversation. He said, you know what, you need to stop worrying about this. Just pray and go on. I said, you don't even try to vote or to change or to stop them from wanting to take guns away. He goes, no, there's nothing I can do about it, so I don't care.
Okay, all right, that's why you have nailed right on the head why I have the position I have. If we have friends that have already been established, I am certainly willing to help them. But people I don't know, I'm not willing to help, because it's too late now. There's too many dumb people, and the guy that you're talking about is one of them. Okay, there's nothing. Absolutely, he can prepare. He can get his family together. They can have a family meeting every day or three times a day, the way we do. We talk about what's happening, what we need to do about it, and the priorities. Let me give you one quick example, David. So yesterday, I called another family meeting. Everybody's here. Our boys are here. Mrs. Finelli's here. And I said, okay, we're going to have a little lesson in plumbing. I said, so here's the deal. Right now, there's a plumbing leak, and it could be water running under the vanity in the bathroom or another bathroom, or it can be water running from a pipe somewhere overhead in the wall. There's a leak. What are you going to do about it? Okay. What are you going to do about it? I didn't tell them. I said, what are you going to do about it? So we went to where all the plumbing, you know, the main plumbing is located, and I said, okay, which valves do what? I didn't brief him beforehand, and I said, "Here are the electrical panels. What are you gonna do?" And we went through it, and it took an hour to go through what is connected to what. Now, I said, "This is really complicated," and I know that, you know, I asked you to figure out what the problem is and how you're gonna solve it, and we're gonna do it again and again and again until everybody fully understands how this complicated system works. I didn't try to make it complicated, but it is. So which valve do you shut off? Or which valves do you shut off? And why? And how is the plumbing configured? And how is the electrical system configured? And how is the solar system configured? And how can you make sure that you're protected against an EMP and a storm? We went through all that, and we're going to do it again and again and again. And that's what every family needs to do.
To show you how idiot these people are, the one guy that was with him, he said, well, I lost my permit anyways. But I'm like, wait a minute, you lost your permit? Did you report it? He goes, no, I don't know where it is. I'm sure it'll show up somewhere. You got a firearm permit out there floating around. You have no idea where it is. You haven't even called to report it. You don't care. You know, and it's people like that cause us, the rest of us, to be attacked by the politicians. Yeah.
Okay, David.
Couldn't believe it. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was David. Hi. I don't see a name on this particular line. You're on the air with Dr. Norm Shealy and me, Vin Finelli.
This is Kyle Vince. Sorry, I lost my connection, and I had to call back. And so, anyway, okay. I just figured I wasn't the call, though, that you couldn't hear. That was not me. I don't know who that was. But
that was David.
Anyway,
that was David.
Yeah, I have another thought on just for people on the toilet paper. A lot of people do not like the single ply. And I have found one that is a double ply It's a little bit tougher, and it's just slightly, than the soft, foamy, softy foam things. It's 550 sheets per roll, and you get 96 rolls in a case. And I usually get it for some right in the vicinity of $57 for 96 rolls. So it ends up a little over 50 cents a roll, and it's called Heavenly Soft. And I haven't found it in regular big box stores. Where I find it is a janitorial supply company here in town. And if you have a business, they will give you 10% off. And we have been buying and stocking up on that. We probably got 2 years' worth. We cycle it in and out now just because it lasts a long time. A lot of people, especially women, do not like single-ply toilet paper, just something to be aware of. And you do have to use more of it to do the same job, in my opinion. But so that's just something else to consider for people. Go ahead.
Here's a quick thought. Charmin, many decades ago, came out with Mr. Whipple and Squeezably Soft. And they used the fact that they pumped up their toilet paper with air as a marketing gimmick. Okay? So, what I do is, and I have the opposite approach that, more solid is better in terms of, more square feet. Per roll, because space is sometimes a concern. So if you're interested in the best bang for the buck, of course, look at the price, look at the square footage, and squeeze it. So if it squeezes a lot, there's a lot of air in there. And if you squeeze Scott's single ply, not too much air. It's pretty solid. And if you squeeze the single ply from Aldi, not too much air. But Aldi keeps changing their manufacturers. Like every couple of months, it's different. It's a different texture, a different quilting, a different... yes. Yeah.
The other brand that is really good that is almost exactly the same thing as the Heavenly Soft is called Cascade.
Yes.
And you might be able to find that as well. I've got something else for you on this disease. I'll hold on.
Very good. And Dr. Shilley, we'd love to hear your comments as well, in preparedness and medical issues as we go forward with this absolutely terrifying disease. Class, if you want to see what this is like, watch The Stand. Stephen King's The Stand. It's just like the coronavirus.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're down to the last segment, just a couple minutes left. Kyle, then Todd. Kyle, please continue.
Okay, I'll be really quick, Vince. So I told my wife right after, about a week or two after this, we heard about this thing, and they said that it had a 14-day incubation period. I told her, I said, this thing is going to be horrible. It's not so bad as if you can get an incubation period of about 2 to 3 or 4 days, but it's horrible when it's 14 days because you talk to innumerable amount of people in 14 days. So that's all I got to say for this, Vince. I just think it's I think people should be really paying attention, and just like you said, get everything that you think you're going to need up front and now.
Well said, Kyle. Thank you so much.
Vince, one quickie question. I have a vacuum packer, you know, that I put when I'm going to freeze something. But if I were to fill a vacuum pack bag with bottles of supplements, do you think it would keep them longer than having it at room temperature?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I would keep them cool. And, and here's the thing. The change in temperature causes the change in pressure inside that container. So at the outside temperature, let's say it's in a kitchen cabinet, and in the summer it's warmer, and in the winter it's a little cooler, so the temperature changes from evening to daytime. That causes the package to expand and contract, and ultimately air leaks in there and contaminates, you know, the ingredients oxidize. So if you can prevent some of that with sealing better, absolutely. Or if you can put it in a spaghetti sauce jar. They used to be made out of glass, now they're becoming more made out of plastic. But if you could find a glass jar with a tight seal, we don't throw ours away. We keep them. We've got hundreds of them lying around here. And we sterilize them, and so they don't smell like spaghetti sauce. And then we've had them for years, probably decades. And we put everything that we want to keep longer that will fit in there. And you can see through it because the label's already been washed off. So I would consider doing that.
Okay.
Todd in Michigan, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hi, this is Todd, Dr. Shealy.
Yeah.
Vince,
I have a question about antibiotics. What should we stock up on for antibiotics? What's, like, best thing for a tooth infection or something like that?
Personally, I can't take any antibiotic without it causing me diarrhea. So I can't answer that. I don't like them. I'd rather die than have them. I just would take extra vitamin C myself.
What about Allicin?
I take Allicin. I take it every day, and you're talking about, it's garlic. It's garlic in a capsule.
Oh, well, garlic, yeah, I have garlic on hand all the time.
Yeah, but this is like 30 capsules, or 30 garlic cloves in one capsule.
Right, right. So it's called Allicin Med, right?
Right, yeah. I'm aware of it. I just grow my, I grow Allicin garlic.
And we talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that during the last week, how to grow garlic and why you should.
Yeah,
and you ought to start on that.
Good.
You ought to start on that right now. Grow it indoors. Get moving on that. Yeah, get moving on that. You know, and some of the soils that you buy at the big box stores for growing has it's made with city sludge. So be careful. Sometimes it's called biosolids, which means industrial sewage that has been dried out and chlorinated and disinfected, but it's still poop.
Yeah,
it's still poop.
That too. That's crazy.
Yeah, so you might want to use soil that you know has not been contaminated when you grow whatever it is you're going to grow.
Dr. Sheely.
Yeah.
Dr. Yep. Sheely?
Yeah?
Be careful with that vacuum sealer. You can crush things.
Oh, yeah. No, I've used it for years. I love it.
Well, you just mentioned beets. So I didn't know if you use it for anything else. So.
Oh, I use it for vegetables, fruits, everything.
And another quick thing for the vacuum sealer, if you have an outdoor thermometer, you can seal it up in there. It'll go 2-3 years.
Right.
That's
Todd,
it.
Todd, I have a quick question for you, Todd.
Yeah.
Are you prepared? Do you think you can ride out the storm where you are? I don't want you to give away any secrets, but I'm just wondering, are you prepared or do you need more of whatever it might be?
Well, I live very close to a lot of fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
And food I'm good on.
Mm-hmm.
Ammo I can use a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I need more solar.
Mm-hmm.
And the medicine... That's another hole.
I've been wanting to say on the air why people should buy 22 long rifle cartridges and an accurate 22 long rifle.
I got about 10,000 rounds.
That's a good start, Todd. That's a good start. But I'd love to say
22s, semi-auto. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to say why.
Man, you should hit, that thing. It'll hit tacks at 150 yards. An old Marlin.
Yeah, you're talking about a Marlin Model 39 lever action. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's semi-auto.
Okay. Well, I'd love to tell people why I'm recommending buying 22s, but boy, they'll shut me down and arrest me the second I say it, so I can't say it. But I can say, got ammo? 22s. Got ammo? 22s. Todd, thank you so much. Dr. Sheely, thank you for being with us today.
Have a good week.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.